Spinderella cut it up one time.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they would be right. You can join us this last segment of the happy hour at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the quote earlier today, apparently Ron Johnson attributed with this quote, "It might be a little messy for some people, but abortion is not going away." I am quoting the Journal Sentinel. Johnson said, suggesting people in Wisconsin still have options, such as driving across state lines to Illinois. "I just don't think this is going to be a big political issue. Everybody thinks it is, because it's not going to be that big a change."
I mean, what?
Now, senatorial candidate Sarah Godlewski countered, "For someone to say this is not going to be an issue, you're completely disconnected from Wisconsin. If he actually had conversations with women, if he had conversations with families, he would understand these are things that they are facing. What do Wisconsinites not want? Politicians making healthcare choices for them. And Ron Johnson is saying, let's just throw liberty out the window. Let's have politicians make these kinds of healthcare choices for women." One of her Democratic nominee opponents, I guess we'd describe him as, current Lieutenant Governor, senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, his brief statement after Ron Johnson voted against codifying Roe v. Wade, or at least to cloture in debate. Here's what Mandela said. "The Senate is fundamentally broken, and it will stay that way until we retire self-serving politicians like Ron Johnson, who ignore the will of the majority and vote to strip away our rights. In the Senate, I'll never stop fighting to protect a woman's right to make decisions about her own body." Mandela Barnes quote from a press release sent just within the hour.
I would say this, and Ron may be close to right in one regard. Abortions are still going to happen. Period.
What's also going
to happen is that women are going to die because they're in the back alley or in the hotel room. You know, they're at the Airbnb trying to, you know, hook up with a, you know, maybe they'll do a group discount, get on a bus and get a bunch of them to go to an Airbnb and have it all done there by, you know, some doctor, right?
Ron accounts for that. He described it as messy.
It's messy. Abortions will continue to happen and women will die because of it. And to the anti-choice, quote unquote, claiming to be pro-life, obviously we know they are not, or at least not pro-women's life. If a woman wants to have an abortion, well, she can die too, because that's what they say. They don't want the doctor. If you have to choose one versus the other, they don't want the doctor to have to do that. They want the doctor to go equally, to try to save both the female and the young child. And, you know, whatever happens, I believe the quote I read was, it's in God's hands. So let's just not forget the religious aspect of this entire episode. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, one of the senatorial candidates not heard from, Alex Lazary. Now, I think he probably put out a statement. I just don't have it immediately to offer to the audience. But I see you showing off your Bucks hat. And if the Bucks continue to play well in the playoffs, they are at, what, 2-2 in the series? Now, that was a little bit of a disappointing loss the other night. And I'm sure Mr. Lazary, young candidate Lazary, his thought process is first and foremost Bucks in six, right? But if the Bucks roll through the playoffs like they did last year, if they are the eventual NBA champions, if it's win in time Bucks style, do you think that may, you know, foreshadow Alex Lazary winning the nomination? Would that sort of good juju of the Bucks carry his candidacy?
Do
the Bucks' fortunes lift Alex Lazary's fortunes?
I think Giannis would get elected, but I'm not clear that it wouldn't hurt, certainly, but I don't know how much it'll actually help. A couple quotes from Alex Lazary from the Twitter stream, at Alex Lazary WI. From May 10th, Roe is not just about women and girls. This fight is about fundamental civil rights. He goes on to say in other streams, "We will not go back. I stand with Senator Baldwin It's time we pass the Women's Health Protection Act today. He goes on to also articulate after a tweet regarding Ron Johnson, quote, messy, unquote, is when you spill a glass of milk. Stripping away women's freedom and constitutional right to make their own personal decisions about their body, their health care, and their family is not messy. Shame on you, Ron Johnson. And finally, Ron Johnson just voted to push women in Wisconsin back to 1849. That is true. Alex Lazary's comments today.
A couple from Tom Nelson's Twitter stream. He is the favorite of my earlier guests. Dr. Harvey Cade joined me, Dom. He is endorsing Tom, but Tom said this. In the U.S. Senate, I won't be like Joe Manchin or Ron Johnson. We must pass the Women's Health Protection Act to codify Roe, there's a picture of him. More Roe, less Alito is the sign he holds up. A couple more from Tom Nelson, his Twitter stream. When I retire Ron Johnson from the Senate, I will ensure Mitch McConnell never becomes majority leader again. And here's one more from Tom. We currently have a 50-50 Senate. As a result, Manchin consistently prevents the Senate from passing much-needed reform that will help all Americans. If you help me defeat Senator Ron Johnson, Americans won't have to worry about Manchin's vote any longer. Well, I'm not sure who your favorite Dem is. You know, we're going to keep featuring them. And I'm going to invite them all to the party, at least the upper echelon Dems, because, you know, can't buy drinks for the whole 11 of them. But we're partying, man, at the Jade Monkey next Tuesday, that Funky Monkey, May 17th. Come join us there. And a little bit later in the month of June, Dom, going to do some special third CD broadcast from the Democratic Party convention. And that's sort of the early indicator. They'll do a straw poll. They'll be the first sort of head-to-head. But what I'm really, really looking forward to...
The Republicans.
May 20th at the Marriott, West Madison, Wisconsin, more likely Middleton. My understanding is they may or may not select and endorse a gubernatorial candidate. Now,
what do you mean may or may not? I thought the understanding was that they would, in fact, do so.
Well, here's some interesting insight for you. Back in 2010, the race for the lieutenant governor, they did sort of a straw poll. And let's not forget, the chosen one of Scott Walker at the time was Brett Davis. Davis was his co-conspirator in the John Doe. But the party eliminated Rebecca Clayfish on the first ballot. And she became the lieutenant governor. So they do have something of a, you know, iffy track record.
Spotty record in that regard.
Sort of like Joe Manchin on human rights. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates today. Thank you to Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, for joining us. I know Kirk Bankstead's got a big show planned tonight, the Up North Podcast. Kirk, Pat Kreitlow, frog in my throat, make it through last couple seconds. Hope
you
I don't
can do
die.
It. You can do it. Hey, just one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Go Bucks!
Bucks and six. Bucks and six! Have a great night. Let's talk about sex. A little bit. Let's talk about sex.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
As do Trump supporters.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Now, don't call me Shirley.